Hey, it's Dude, and it's a podcast takeover. No! It's not an adventure video. It's a podcast takeover. Gotta bring in the other one.
The Jesus Show. Not that one.
So once again, my brother is allowing me to take over his podcast. It really means a lot to me that he allows me to do this because this is his podcast. He's the one that's the pro on knowing what to do and this and that. And you know what? As much as we're here in this environment, and this is where I was thinking on doing this podcast takeover, it's just not me. But I think we should change the scenery a little bit. Yeah, this is better.
It's cool.
This is much better. This is more like us. All right. Well, we're here taking over the podcast. Why? Why are you taking over the podcast?
Who knows?
Who knows? Want to know why? Because my brother said, you do the podcast. Let's have an episode with you. So I'm not cool like my brother. I'm not cool enough where I have like maybe a whole run of show, a script. I don't do that. I tried doing that. I really tried doing that. That's not me. So we're just going to go with the flow here. Whatever comes up, comes up. Whatever we talk about is what we're going to talk about. I know maybe because of the snow in the back, it's maybe whitewashed back there and we're a little bit dark. But it's who really wants to see me, right? Maybe everyone wants to see Jason for sure. But me, it's okay. So we'll give you some nice background stuff. Maybe the clouds going in and out. Maybe you'll see a bear back there. Who knows? But what are we going to talk about today? That's one thing that I was like, what should I? But one thing that I was thinking, I didn't want to go into the Disneyland thing. I've done that before. I didn't want to go into the YouTubing thing, like explain all that stuff. I've done that before. I've done that a couple times. What I actually wanted to do is just, what are the places you've gone to that you never thought you would go?
Disneyland.
Well, I mean, Disneyland is a big thing. We go right back to Disneyland. So I grew up in Montclair, and I never thought ever that I would leave, I guess, SoCal, Montclair, Pomona, Ontario area. But then I'd always go to the beach for sure. But I just never thought I'd leave that area. So the thought of me being right now in Sequoia, Kings Canyon, was the furthest thing from my mind. I never thought I would ever be in these places. Another place that... Well, I guess I'm going to go back to Disneyland. I can't help it. But every time that I would go on Soarin' Over California and I saw the Yosemite scene, that was a place that I always thought was out of reach. I never thought I'd go there. And hopefully the car sounds aren't bugging. Can you stop that? Stop driving. The nerve of people living their lives when I'm trying to talk to you, right? But Yosemite was a place that I always thought was out of reach. I would never get to Yosemite. And yet, we've gone to Yosemite quite a bit. Quite a bit. And we've had some crazy experiences in Yosemite. Some, like, pretty random experiences. Pretty wild experiences.
Some pretty barbecue experiences, you know?
Very good barbecue experiences. One of the times was we found a coconut.
Oh, yeah.
In Yosemite. Why the heck?
A quail carried a coconut.
It carried a coconut. It was swallowed.
Swallow.
A swallow carried.
It's
yeah.
Been a while.
It's been a while since we watched the movie. It's fine. It's fine. But yeah, there was a coconut. There was one time Jason and I were looking at a smoldering pile of wood burning stuff. It was a prescribed burn. It wasn't like a wildfire type thing. We're looking at it. And then all of a sudden, there's a deer 5 feet in back of us.
Maybe a little less than that.
We did not hear it come up behind us at all. We did not hear that thing. And it wasn't like some little chiquito deer. We're talking about a big buck.
It had
pretty big antlers, yeah. And it was pretty crazy that something that big could sneak up on us just like that. One time, it was me alone. I wasn't with anyone else. But there was a bear encounter. Nothing crazy. The bear was crossing a log. It was too preoccupied with it crossing the river where it didn't even know me. Plus, I was downwind. But that was insane. We saw a bobcat.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen a rock fall in Yosemite. Again, just crazy, crazy things.
Like a rock fall? Like a series of falling rocks? Or like a rock just went boop?
Well, I've seen a bunch of rocks, I guess, fall. But no, it was like from the top of the cliffs of Yosemite Valley. And it sounded like an explosion. I thought something was blowing up. And hopefully you're okay with these hard cuts. I do a lot of hard cuts in my adventures. And... this would be another one of those things where there's a bunch of hard cuts. Hopefully you're okay with that. I know, very different from what my brother does. Very different. My brother knows what he's doing. I have no idea. I never know what I'm doing.
Because you haven't done too much of this podcast.
I haven't done a lot of it. I was going to say I haven't done any of it, but that's a lie. True. I have taken over the podcast a couple times.
And you got the one that you did with Craig. Is that correct?
That's true. I did have a podcast with Craig, but we only had one episode. One nice episode.
You guys should do that again.
We got to do that again for sure. But Yosemite was a place I never thought I would see. Very out of reach. We've gone to Monterey, and that was another place. Monterey Bay, for those in Southern California, like, I've been to Monterey Park all the time. No. Monterey Bay Aquarium, Monterey Bay.
We should go back to Monterey Bay Aquarium.
We got to go
that
back.
That was amazing.
If you haven't been to Monterey Bay Aquarium, you got to go. If you haven't been to Monterey Bay, actually, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gilroy Gardens. I never thought I'd go to Gilroy Gardens. I never thought I would have gone to, where else did we go? Great America. Great America was really cool, and especially because Great America, the famous carousel that they got. Yeah, I never thought I would see that with my eyes IRL.
For me, Great America was like that first sort of place where there was a lot of looping coasters.
That's true.
Like, before that, it's been Universal, Knott's, Disneyland, which they have some, but Great America, you know, there's a lot of, like, bigger.
True.
You know, for more adult coasters.
You haven't done the Six Flags thing, and that's gonna be pretty crazy.
But the only ride that scares me like that is X. Like, I'm actually scared of that one.
X is so crazy. If you can handle X, you can get on, I would say, any roller coaster, because X is intense.
My face. Ooh, cold.
It is a little cold. But we're doing this for you, because we want to have some sort of nice scenery other than just staring at me. But yeah, those are places that I just never thought I would go to. I never thought I'd go to an NFL game ever in my life. And yet I've gone to four or five different NFL games. Growing up, that was one thing. I mean, any team-associated thing, even wearing the clothes stuff, was like, no. So it was very cool to go to that. We did go to a lot of Galaxy games growing up. But I don't know. I guess going to Galaxy games was like, I'm just going to the store type thing. I know, like, relax, dude. Someone's cool. No. But I'm just saying, like, we went to a lot of Galaxy games where every time we went to those games, it was always a big deal to me. Yes. But it was just, I guess, the norm. Like, yeah, we're going to a Galaxy game.
It's kind of the same thing with Disneyland.
I guess Disneyland, yeah. With this dude, you know? It wasn't like that with me, but been like that for him. I remember going to the Grand Canyon. That was, again, another place that I never thought I would ever see in my life.
I want to go back because, you know, as a kid, I'm just like, I gabba gooba gabba.
Well, you went twice. Well,
yeah.
One time, it was a little bit. You were 3 years old.
Three. And then
seven?
Six or seven.
Yeah.
But at that point, I'm still like...
No, but check this out. So the first time we went to the Grand Canyon, when this dude was three, I was actually surprised. He doesn't remember that at all. But I remember when we got to the edge and saw the grandness of the Grand Canyon, he said, "Dad, that's beautiful." I was like, oh, yeah, dude. I was like, you're right. This is insane. So it was really cool that even at that age, he knew I'm not just looking at a hole in the ground, which is something that a lot of people, when they go to the Grand Canyon, they always just get there and say, so what? It's just a hole in the ground. But it's more than that. I think you have to see past just the hole in the ground type thing. I've been to Colorado. So just going to Arizona, that was crazy. I never thought I'd be past that.
I never thought I'd go to another state.
I never thought I'd go to another state. But I've gone to three other. Arizona, Colorado, Utah. Very awesome. I'm lying because I went to Miami. I went to Florida. That's when I was a kid. But I guess even I was like very small. 6 and 7 years old is when I went. And those moments kind of get lost on you. Just like, yeah, this is just what we do.
Yeah.
It's just really cool that there's been a bunch of places that I always thought I would never go to. So I guess some people, when they're like, oh, I never thought I would go to Bahamas, France, Germany, which that's still the same with me. Like, I still don't think I would go to those places. But for me, it was always, I guess, local places that I never thought I would go to. Yosemite, Sequoia, Monterey, Gilroy. And I know some people are like, Gilroy, whatever. I never thought I'd be living in Fresno. I'm not going to lie. Living in Fresno is pretty crazy to think of. If you were to tell me when I was younger that that's where we're going to be living,
you're probably like, what's a Fresno?
What's a Fresno? I have no idea. And a lot of times when you mention Fresno to people, it has like bad, what's the word? It's not like a bad taste in their mouth, because like a bunch of times people, they've never been to Fresno, but it's just they never think highly of Fresno. They just think there's nothing there, which is a lie. Big lie. In Fresno, if you come visit, there is, I call it a very beautiful place. And I know anytime when I've said that, people laugh. They're like, are you looking at the same Fresno that I'm looking at? And I think to myself, I don't think so. I don't think I'm looking at the same one, because I think you're just looking at it on one part of it, maybe, but not at all. Fresno is an awesome place. There's times when I'm driving and you can see the mountains. There's groves, orchards, the sunset or the sunrise. And I'm just like, man, this place is amazing. I'm getting a little cold. Are you getting a little cold?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little cold.
This is the thing with like California, because it's so diverse. You know, yeah. We got our deserts, we got our forests that we're literally in right now.
Yeah.
Our backyard.
Yeah, really. Sequoia is like so close to us.
And then like it's not even like an hour, would you say?
Yeah, it's like 50 minutes. Well, Kings Canyon, Sequoia, very diverse. But it's really cool how in Fresno, you can be in city, like not big city, but you know, city looking. You could be in suburb. And then you see orchards and groves. And then if you drive north, going up to Yosemite, it's just like plains, right? Just flat. Yeah. Plains. You would not think you're in California. Maybe you think you're somewhere in like the Great Plains area. And then all of a sudden you start to get into the hills, rolling hills. And then you get closer to Yosemite and it's mountains. And that's all within like 50-minute drive. Where it's big city, suburbs, orchards, groves. Plains, rolling hills, mountains, all within an hour or less than an hour.
And then
it's really crazy.
And then there's like that type of Lord of the Rings type of forests.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Like not these kind of forests with the pine trees and stuff.
Yeah, it's very different.
But like those like tinier trees, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of trees those are. But yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like a different type of forest. So yeah, I love Fresno. I never thought I would be here in this area. When people have said, what is there to do in Fresno? There's actually a lot. I think there's only one downside of it, but all year long, there's all kinds of things to do. There's always this event happening. Fruits and vegetables. This is where, like, what's it called?
I thought it was called, like, the fruit basket or something.
The fruit basket of the states or something, or the world.
I thought it was the world.
Maybe it's the world. All kinds of things are grown here. The one downside, but that's me, because that I love theme parks. There's no theme park here.
There's no Disneyland, which is the worst.
Well, there's no Disneyland. That's the worst thing. Yes, you're right. Well, no Disneyland, no Juanita's. But those would be like the two negative parts of it. But it's Disneyland and it's Juanita's. I am hoping at some point very soon, a theme park, some theme park company.
That's not like little kitty theme park.
That's not little kitty. Like we're talking about legit theme park
or amusement park type.
But I think Six Flags might be coming within, like, the next 10 years.
Oh, really? Like,
I think so.
Here? Like, closer here?
Fresno. Yeah, Fresno. Because Great America is going to be closing within the next 10 years. And I think it might be Cedar Fairs, which are the people that have Cedar Point or Knott's Berry Farm. They're going to buy them out and bring rides here, or it might be Six Flags. I'm not too sure, but one of those things. So I'm hoping that happens within the next 10 years. You might be going, 10 years, that's so long. Sometimes those years creep up very fast. Another awesome thing is the Fresno Chaffee Zoo. Not paid sponsor, but if you want to check out an awesome zoo, I know there's San Diego Zoo, I know there's LA Zoo. Actually, LA Zoo's, maybe it's been getting better now. But
sad.
Not that I remember. The LA Zoo that I remember, nah. The Fresno Chaffee Zoo is a crazy awesome place. Within these next 10 years, they got all kinds of things coming. Planned for the zoo. And when I went to the Fresno Chaffee Zoo, I thought it was going to be like a little me type of place. No, no, no. If you can, look up Fresno Chaffee Zoo and look at the awesomeness that they got.
Also, like the surrounding area is very misleading.
The surrounding area is very misleading because it does look a little like really, you know. But the Fresno Chaffee's is really cool. It blew me away when I first went there, and that was even before the new things that they got now. I don't know if you could see that. Well, we did change the scenery, but that is because Jason's great idea to say, hey, let's change it up for them. And I like that idea. We might have to do this a little quicker though, because
it's snowing
on us.
Or like snow, but like it's snow. Very itty bitty.
I thought I'm getting like it's all accumulating on me. I thought it maybe it was like the trees, you know, that are making all the they're falling on us. But no, it is snowing. We might have to do this a little quick. Jason's checking to see if my water bottle's gonna freeze.
But it is a hydro flask.
So to the next topic is, you know, sometimes, well, first, I don't get deep in my adventures. I always try to make everyone smile. That's the whole point of it. You know, if you have a bad day, if you're having bad moments, if life isn't so fun for you, I try to make a place where you can come watch adventures, laugh with me, laugh at me. It's fine, I promise. It's okay to laugh at me. I laugh at myself many times too. But just a place where you can escape. Now, I don't think I'm that cool enough to be someone that can allow people to escape. I just see myself as, I'm just me, you know? But if I can, it'd be really cool to create a space where people can escape their not awesome moments at
like
the time.
Like Disneyland through the TV.
Disneyland through the TV? Yeah, like that. I always want to live at Disneyland.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why I'll watch it on TV every day.
Like, literally every day.
Yeah. But that's what I try to do. So I don't get deep in my anything. I just always try to keep it light.
Not super philosophical.
No, well, first of all, I'm not philosophical at all. I don't know. I never know what the heck I'm talking about. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. Yeah, I just try to keep it as... Ha-ha, right? This is some nice snow.
Yeah.
This is pretty cool.
Good amount.
It's pretty cool. I like it, though. I know life many times punches us in the face. I know that. Life comes at me hard, too, just the same. I know many times I don't show as though it does, because I always just try to smile.
Well, because that's also bringing your negative stuffs on top of other people.
Well, that's what I don't like to do. I don't like to bring negativity to people, but I definitely feel as though you can tell me, I'm there to listen. I don't feel that way about if someone's telling me, you know, if they got problems or anything like that. I don't feel like that in that way. I feel like I don't want to burden anyone with any sucky moments, right? I guess that's the easy way to say it. Jason's gonna fall down.
Also, try to find your water bottle.
It's right there. Yeah, I know life gets sucky many times. It's happened to me many times. There's many times where I would say you wouldn't even know that life is sucky for me. And whenever you hear someone say, it's gonna get better, I know it's kind of those like, Yeah, sure. I do have to tell myself the same thing. I'm one myself that tells people, it'll get better. Don't worry, it'll get better. But then I sometimes in my mind, I have that thought of like, yeah.
What if it doesn't?
What if it doesn't?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were talking about the watch thing. I said, like if it doesn't freeze? That's why I love this kid. He's always there to make sure I'm smiling. I do have to remind myself many times that life does suck, but it does get better. But what makes it better, for sure, is just having a circle. It might be a small circle too. Maybe if you just got even just one person. Don't ever think, just because if there's just one person you have in your life that you can kind of turn to or talk to or just nag at their ear about stuff. Oh, that's a jet. That's a jet. And it's snowing a lot more.
Come on, let's just some jet fuel through the snow. Ah.
But even if you just have one person,
just always remember, a circle can always be split in half. You know, get it? Because two parts of one circle, your circle.
Yeah.
Are you making fun of me?
No,
I don't. Stupid. Am I stupid?
No. I mean, it can, like, circle can be cut in half. But I'm just trying to say, like, you don't, if there's anyone who thinks, like, well, I don't have a big circle. I only have, like, one person. And check this out. Even if you think you have nobody to turn to, I promise you, I know for a fact, you got my brother. That's for sure. My brother's there. You leave comments and let him know what's up. How's it going? He's on your side for sure. And someone else that you didn't know that you had on your side is me. That's for sure. So the whole thing of, like, you got, and Jason, he's like, hey.
No, I was going to say, and sometimes you just got to laugh.
You do. You do. I know. Ah. Oh. You do got to laugh. You do got to laugh. But just in case you think you got no one in on your side, there's always someone there to brush off your shoulders. And that's us. Seriously. I know life gets insane. But don't fall into the rut of where it's not going to. Sometimes the only way life can get better is if we push ourselves to make it better. Believe me, I promise you, that's a whole lot easier said than done. Sometimes we just want to do nothing. We just don't want to try to feel better.
Here's your backpack.
Sometimes we don't want to feel better because it's probably just easier not to. Get out there, put a smile on. I promise you, life does get better. There's good times coming.
If you mess up a pancake, you just try another pancake.
There you go. That's true. Oh, he's more the philosopher than I am. I'm just saying. It's true. He is. Not me. Another thing, too, I think sometimes we get too caught up in the, we're trying to work towards something too much, or we have our eyes too much on the future, you know, and sometimes we forget what we got, like, literally right in front of us. I said that in a vlog just kind of recently.
There's the woodpecker. There's the woodpecker's going poke 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 to the tree.
Sometimes we're too focused on the future. And we're always trying to work on, like, more and more and more. And we don't get to enjoy what we have. What we've already worked to have at the moment. Sometimes just stop. And it's okay to have fun. It's okay to not.
It's okay to smell the roses.
It's okay to smell the roses. It's okay to pick up the snow and throw it. It's right on my back. It's okay to have fun. It's okay to take a break from you working so hard, from you trying to further your success. Jason says sometimes you just need a good cry.
You know, like, just evacuate the water from your seeing.
Yeah.
Circular things.
You're seeing circular things, yeah. Just empty them out. That is true, though. That is true.
Whether it be in private or with a friend.
That's very true. You're right. See what I'm saying? Like, this guy is the more philosophical one and all that than I am. Enjoy the moment. Also, I fall guilty to that many times where I'm looking too much to what I'm trying to do and I don't appreciate the now. Even as simple, I know you've heard this many times, I'm sure, with your phone, right? There's a bunch of times where it's like, hey, put it down. And look at what's in front of you. I've done that more as of recent. I try to record everything, okay? And it's more for a thing of down the years from now, when, let's say, these are just memories that we have, we could look back at them because they're on camera, and we could say, hey, I do remember that. It's not just a memory in my mind. I can go back and look at it, you know, on screen. I've been doing that for a bit now, but when I'm recording stuff, I put my phone down and I'll just take moments in for myself.
Because I was about to say, because you just get completely focused in it sometimes and you forget to enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is true. I remember we went to, look, here I am going back to Disneyland. I remember when we went to Disneyland for our birthday, and I was very much focused the whole time on recording. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. And the reason why I do that, especially there, is because I just love Disneyland so much, and I like to capture every moment that we have there, so then I can look back and say, yeah, that was an awesome day. But I remember closing out our video in Galaxy's Edge, and I thought, I'm not going to record anything else. I'm not going to do the whole walk down Main Street. The park was closed. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do the no one's by the castle thing. I'm just from the very back part of the park to the very front. I'm just going to take it all into myself. I'm gonna be selfish now, and I'm gonna enjoy that. And it was just Jason and I exiting the park, and it was really awesome. It was
dying.
Jason was dying.
Because I was like, his feet. Towards the end, I was like, okay, my feet are starting to hurt. And then as soon as we got out of Disneyland, like not even out of the resort,
his legs were like, my legs. That was hilarious.
I walked home like,
not walk though, because that'd be a far walk, but to the hotel.
Yeah.
I'll say not home. I didn't make him walk, I promise. I'm not a jerk like that. There's been many moments, but one of those moments too was when we went to our first hockey game. It was the Bakersfield Condors. I have never gone to a hockey game ever in my life. It was really cool that it was my first hockey game, and it was Jason's first hockey game. We were able to experience that for the very first time. And I had another phone at that time, and my battery was dying really quick with that one. I have a newer phone, so my battery lasts a lot longer. But at that time, just because it was dying so quick, I put the phone down more, and I was just enjoying us being there, being with him, seeing the game. I do fight with myself to do that because, again, I just want to capture every single moment that I have, so then later on, it's not just a memory in my mind. It's a, like, look back on camera or look back on a screen, and we could actually see it.
Well, sometimes you forget to create memories by yourself, but you just capture them, and it's like you're not there totally.
That's true. And I've tried to do more of that. Again, I say it like this, but not really. I try to be a bit more selfish now with my moments, not recording certain things.
And it's your channel. It's your channel.
It is a channel.
It's yours, so you can do literally whatever you want with it.
He's right. Well, I appreciate you joining us. I appreciate you letting me invade your space. I really thank my brother for allowing me to take over his podcast.
There's big responsibilities there.
It's a big responsibility. It's been a huge honor, seriously. Just because it's my brother, it doesn't get lost on me that he's allowing me to invade his podcast.
It's like speaking. It's like his baby.
Yeah, like or me, kind of shamelessly plugging in myself.
Your channel,
you know,
you dirty advertiser.
This one big ad. I know.
It is.
But yeah, I really appreciate it. I appreciate every single one of you for watching. If you have watched for 1 second of this podcast, or listen, right? Because this also might be audio, not just, who knows? I'm not sure. This might just be video because, see, my brother does it way, way professional. He has like mic and he has audio separated from video. And I think he does that way, so he can do audio and video. I don't know if he could do that with this one, because I'm not cool like that.
Because you're not fancy like that.
I'm not fancy like that.
You're not Gucci.
I'm not. But I do appreciate the time you gave us. I appreciate the time that you always give my brother when you're watching his episodes or listening to his episodes. You don't have to listen or watch for 1 second or all the seconds. If you only watch or heard for 1 second, then you would have not gotten to this point right now. And you would not know what the heck I'm talking about. You would not hear this. But I'm telling you, I appreciate you. I appreciate every single one of you. Remember, you do have my brother on your side. You do have us on your side. So never feel like you're alone. And I know you might be thinking, right? Like, you're just on camera saying that to whatever. No, I promise you, I promise you. You got people on your side.
Even if it's like a dog or a pet rock.
Hey, even if it's a dog or a pet rock. That's very true. Dogs are awesome. I love dogs.
Pets too.
Even pets. I was going to say, just pets. Just
pets in general alone. Because, you know, like, it's shown, like, if you have a pet, it's like it's a friend.
For sure. For sure. Heck yeah. But don't forget that. Don't forget how awesome you are, too. And I really appreciate all of you for just hanging out. That's the main thing. I hope I was able to give some sort of laugh. Even if you're laughing at me, that's fine. Like I said, you can. I laugh at myself all the time. But thank you so much for hanging out. You truly are awesome. I was going to do my outro thing, but, you know, it's not. Thanks for hanging out. Bye. Oh my gosh. Nice one.
Snow.
Ah. Oh, bonus clip. Because I didn't have this at the end. Again, I'm new at this stuff. I'm sorry. I can't help it. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. But make sure you rate, like, subscribe, download my brother's podcast channel stuff and any other of his episodes that he has. He definitely will appreciate it. And why are you not doing that in the first place if you haven't yet? Why aren't you listening? Why aren't you subscribed? Maybe because you just keep living with your life, but that's okay. But just remember to do that, okay? At some point, I'm sure I had his stuff show up around the screen, but here it is again on the screen. Follow and all that other stuff, and his stuff will also be in the description down below. Okay, now this one's over.
Go like this. One, two. Okay, got it. Bloopers. And I don't want to do long clips that you never thought you would. Well, what are the places you had that you've? I'm so whole. I still don't know what I'm talking about. And I would see. Can you stop that, Snow? Get on cut, soaring over. Every time I would get on the Fresno Chaffee. Fresno?
It's snowing, snowing. Oh, it's recording.
What is it? I don't know what is it. Well, to me. This is his do too.
Sorry.
Why are you gonna do that? It's not vocal. Oh, it's still recording.
I have to try it. It worked.
You're not even on camera, really. Come on. Don't you bark. Well, now you're going to make him growl, though, because now you're touching him. He doesn't like to be touched. Stop it. Stop. I can't have you growling in the...
I think I got it. Wait, hold on. I got to do that again, because it did.
The Jesus Show. Not that one.